Hello, bienvenidos una semana más a Ondas Almedina, el podcast entre clase donde vemos el lado más divertido de cada materia. Esto es Teen Talk, inglés sin libros, sin exámenes y con cosas que de verdad nos importan. Aquí hablamos de futuro, de dudas, de ideas y de todo lo que nos ronda la cabeza, usando el inglés para decir lo que pensamos. Micro abierto, los protagonistas, vosotros y vosotras. So, who wants to start? What are we talking about today?
We are Miguel Ángel,
Carla,
Martina,
and Alejandra
from First Bachillerato A. And in this episode, we are going to talk about some issues from anonymous classmates.
This is the first anonymous text we have received. Dear Teen Talk, I'm a teenager from Badajoz, and I feel that I use too much social media. I often compare myself with other people, which makes me feel anxious, discouraged, and insufficient. I know that they are affecting me, but I can't put them apart because I'm scared of getting kicked out of my group or to lose contact with my friends. May you please help me?
The person who wrote this clearly has problems with relying on his friends.
Maybe you should spend less time on social media. You can change your app's limit time or in your phone settings. Once you spend more time in real life, you'll realize that those people you compare with aren't real.
Then, if you're scared of losing contact with your friends, you'll have to tell them your reasons to leave social media. You could also look for other alternatives to talk or hang out together.
And if your friends can't understand you, you have to acknowledge what true friends are and that your value doesn't depend on the people you compare with.
This is the second test. Hello, Tintel. Something happened to me recently and it's a really bad thing. My biology teacher said that I cheated on his exam last week, but I swear that it's not true and the problem is that he wants me to fail the subject because of this. What should I do to show him that I didn't cheat? Help me, please. Mateo Abraham.
This person looks a bit desperate because the last phrase is all in capitals. They have a problem they really want to solve. If you had a discussion before of this with your teacher, you could have been more polite. That would have solved the majority of the problem.
Even though, you can still talk to your teacher calmly and tell him there isn't any evidence that you cheated.
Anyway, if you don't pass biology, you have to understand it's not a big deal and you'll have other opportunities to show what you'll learn.
Our last text from Sarah from Boston. Dear Agony Aunt, can you please help me? I don't want to go to school. Every time I enter, there is always a kid in my class who is always laughing at me for everything I do. And every recess, he comes at me with his cousin as a bodyguard and starts insulting me. And almost all the class don't want to be friends with me. Only one or two are friends with me. I don't know what to do to get rid of him. Please, do you have any suggestions on how?
This is a very complex problem. This is bullying. We'll try to treat it as well as we can. Before starting this conversation, we want to recognize how brave you have been telling us this issue.
You must talk about this with your teachers, parents, and friends, and let them know that you're suffering. They may do something against it.
Reading your text, we've noticed you may be a shy person with lots of insecurities. It's not a bad thing, but you should work on this by talking about your problems with people you can rely on.
Even if you want to be friends with any of your classmates, you could talk to one new person each week or each month.
Just be yourself. If you don't end up being friends, it isn't necessarily your problem, and you shouldn't worry about something you can't control. So, this been all for today. We hope it helped you.
Hello everyone, I'm Javier, and today we are going to talk about situations that many teenagers experience.
I'm Elena, and we will read to real problems and give some advice.
Our first problem is about a very personal topic that many girls experience during adolescence.
It's something natural, but it can be stressful at school.
The message says, I need help. Now that I'm 13 and older, I've started having my period, and I need to go to the bathroom like 3 times in a morning, as my doctor said. I should be more discreet because I don't want to anyone to know. I feel embarrassed. Also, some teachers won't let me go to the bathroom that many times, and I can't wait. Please help me. I don't know what can I do without anyone noticing.
Thank you for sharing this. Many students experience the same problem.
Having your period is completely normal, and there is nothing to be ashamed of.
It is important to talk to your parents so they can help you.
You should also explain the situation to your teacher. You don't need to give details, just say it's a medical reason.
To conclude, your health is more important than feeling embarrassed.
Asking for help can make the situation much easier.
The second problem is about wanting to be healthy but lacking motivation.
Many teenagers feel pressure when they compare themselves with others.
The message says, "Dear Egonian, I have been thinking for months about joining a gym or taking the routine of running because I want to keep fit, but I don't find any motivation. Also, I don't know how to combine it with my studies. All of my friends do some sport, like swimming or tennis, and I wish I could keep healthier too. In addition, as we are in a new year, I am this for 2026. Could you help me with this?"
Wanting to be healthy is already a very good first step.
You don't need a gym. You can exercise at home or go for walks.
Planning your time well helps you combine studies and exercise.
First, start with small goals and choose an activity you enjoy. In conclusion, being healthy is about balance and good habits.
If you organize your time well, exercise will become a part of your routine. We hope our advice helps you.
Remember, small changes can make a big difference.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Let's start with the first people who has told us his problem. That science baccalaureate student who failed the Walter and now realize he hates science. Okay, so you really ought to consider the shame seriously. You shouldn't stick with subject that you don't like because baccalaureate demands real motivation to succeed. You might switch to humanities or social science for second year. You likely need to start with the new subject and perhaps repeat a few. You should speak with your guidance son because he can clarify what you need to do and how it might affect your grade or uni options. Many students have switched successfully. You could have avoided this problem, yes, but you are on time to change. I am sure that you will be able to find the path you really enjoy.
Second, the shy student feeling isolated without friends in class, wanting to get closer to those nice girls, but not knowing where to start. You needn't turn into an extrovert overnight. You could begin small, smile, say hi or comment casually on class. You might try open question like, "What did you think of that test?" or "Seen that series yet?" You should sit near them sometime or join an activity they're in. Shared interests help a lot. You shouldn't worry too much about seeming strange. Most people feel embarrassed too. If you stay keen and consistent, you could soon be chatting like friends. You might even have new plans outside the school before long. You have got this.
Pertoso 17, the student who failed two subjects despite hard work and fears telling his parents. You may talk to them soon in a calm moment. You could start honestly. "I failed two subjects and I studied hard but it didn't work out and really disappointed." You should explain briefly, then suggest improvements, like extra teacher help, better notes, or study partners. You might accept fair consequences to show you're serious. You shouldn't have hidden it. Parents often react better to sincerity. You can use this to grow and you should feel proud for facing it with maturity. You've got the strength to get through this.
So thank you for listening. Teen Talk, the podcast that gives solution for everybody and everything. Thank you so much. Bye.
We are going to advise you to time between Fortune Letter Laura, La Noche Estelada, Jerry Moi, and me, Lola Loleilo.
Hello.
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 Ryung wants to understand how the universe could have begun.
If I were you, I would investigate about the next theories that I'm going to explain you. Three more accurate. The first is the theory of the Big Bang. That describes an expansion of the space because all the matter of the universe was so compressed that occupied only the head of a needle, and one day it exploded. There are more theories, like the theory of cosmic inflation, which said that the universe expanded exponentially and ultra-fast shortly after the Big Bang, and the quantum fluctuations, which said that in the subatomic world, the vacuum is not nothingness, but an energy field where particles appear and disappear.
Next, we move on the following topic on Teen Talk, which will be solved by my classmate, De Noche Estelada. Jake has to decide whether he should work this week and to learn money, or if he could try to book tickets on the COAC final. He may lose one of the two opportunities.
Hi Jake, I totally understand your problem. On one hand, you need to work and earn money, but on the other hand, you don't want to miss the COAC final. Here's what I think you must do. First, you should talk to your boss and ask if it's possible to change your work shift, work another day, or swap your tone with a partner. But if that isn't possible, don't worry. You might ask a good friend to buy the tickets for you when they go on sale. This way you wouldn't miss the final and you wouldn't have to skip the work.
Okay, now we move on to another important topic. The boy feels bad because his classmate shouldn't make comments about his skin tone.
Thank you for sharing what you are going through. I'm happy to be able to help you and give you advice on this problem. First, you need to know that your feelings are completely valid. If what they say hurts you, they can't say that their words are jokes. What you should do is explain to them that everything they say hurts you and ask them if they can stop. If the abuse doesn't stop after this, you don't have to do it alone. You should tell in to an adult, whether it's a teacher or your parents. They may be able to help you. That doesn't make you more cowardly. It makes you brave. Don't be afraid. Finally, it's very important that you must know that your skin color doesn't make you less than anyone else, and no one can make you feel bad about it. Try to surround yourself with good people who respect you and don't make you feel bad.
And well, that brings us to the end of today's show.
We say goodbye from Teen Talk.
Lola Loleilo, La Noche Estelada, Jenny Moak, and me, Laura. See you in the next episode, unless the universe decides to expand again, right at the time.
Hello everyone. Here talking the big three in your favorite podcast of the week, Teen Talk. Today, we have two teenagers with two problems that we are going to solve. First, we've received a message from a 4th grade ESO student. She said that she is very confused with her future because she doesn't know whether to continue with bachillerato, and if she did it, what career she wants to study.
Hello, Aitana. In our opinion, you should deeply think if you really want to keep on doing bachillerato. If not, you shall start investigating some other paths in which you are interested in. However, if you want to continue with bachillerato, consider switching to humanities if science is too complicated for you, but we are no one to tell you what to do. We are just advising you, remember it. And about your career, you just have to find something which makes you feel happy and peaceful and choose it as your future job.
Then, we have a problem of a boy whose girlfriend, every time he met with his closest friends, she wants to go with him because he's jealous, unsure, and distrusts all his friends' intentions towards him. He wants some tips to win the confidence of his girlfriend. So that tip for today will be good for him and for the other people who have the same problem.
Look, this is a common problem in relationships. It's normal for your girlfriend to distrust those friends because she sees how well you get along with them and how close you are. It's normal for her to want to go with you when you go out with them, to keep that behavior in check or to mark her territory. We will recommend that you explain to her that they have no intention towards you and let her go with you occasionally, so she realizes they have no intention with you and can then trust you and your friends. Tell your girlfriend everything so she can trust you as much as possible and give her the exclusivity she deserves above any other friend of yours, no matter how close she is. So follow these tips and you will see things will go better with your girlfriend, if that is what you want, of course.
So that's all. I hope it's been helpful for you all. And goodbye. See you next week.